The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O coastlands, listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from my birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow, in his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing, uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. O Lord, you have probed me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. I praise you, Lord, for I am wonderfully made. The second reading is a reading from the book of Acts. In those days, Paul said, God raised up David as king, of him God testified. I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me, and I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. My brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of the manifestation of Israel, to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist. And it's one of the few people we actually celebrate their birth. We talk about the birth of Mary, the birth of Jesus, Christmas, of course, and the birth of John the Baptist. And the reason it's so important as we focus on St. John the Baptist is here is a guy who proclaimed Jesus with the way he lived and with what he said. And sometimes he could be very strong. He spoke truth without padding it at all. But at the same time, the thing that makes him so true is that he spoke everything with humility. here, he could have had all kinds of people follow after him as the Messiah, but he would not live in not an ounce of untruth. And he says, I am not the Messiah. But then he continues, I'm not even worthy to unbuckle his sandals. When you have humility, you can speak great truth because you know it's beyond you and you're giving glory to another. We must be people of humility. That means when we speak, we got to speak with humility. When we live, we got to live with humility. It's all about humility. If we're going to ever become saints, it's because of humility. So today, let us together ask for that grace, that all of us may speak the truth, but always with great humility. May it know his love today and forever. Amen.